shall receive power, July 29. Asking for the gifts. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Those who ask because they wish to impart to others will not be disappointed. God will reward those who come to him in earnest faith. He assures us that the thought of his majesty and sovereignty should not keep us in fear. He will do much more graciously than we suppose if we will come to the footstool of his mercy. He urges his sovereignty as a reason for his great and merciful bountifulness in supplying the demands upon him. He pledges himself to hear our prayers, declaring that he will hear them. He condescends to appeal from the instinct of parental tenderness to the infinite benevolence of him whose we are by creation and by redemption. He says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" The needy and soul-hungry never plead with God in vain. In view of this, tell me who should wear countenances more bright and cheerful, more full of sunshine, than those who live by faith in the Son of God. In him the needy and hungry find all their wants supplied. But let us not forget that those whom God has blessed with the good things of this life are to be his helping hand, to supply the necessities of his needy ones. They are to be laborers together with him. They are his stewards in trust, and are to use their goods for the advancement of his work, that his name may be glorified. The Lord desires to employ the church as a channel through which to communicate his bounties. If his people would keep the channel open, receiving the spiritual and temporal gifts of his grace, and imparting them to the needy, there would be no sick ones neglected, no orphans crying for food. The hearts of the widow and the fatherless would sing for joy. God has given man the richest of his gifts. This he has done, that man may dispense his bounties.